afternoon main news bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lastly, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines: Makhubi Zulu demands withdrawal of Bill 7. Copper Belt youths demand clarity on delayed $4 million payout for small-scale miners. In international headlines, 200 West African soldiers in Benin for cleanup after failed coup. And in sports, Renard reviews target with Saudi Arabia at 2026 World Cup. Now the news in detail. Prominent constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front presidential contender Makhubi Zulu has called for the immediate withdrawal of the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. He described it as a direct assault on constitutionalism and the rule of law. Mr. Zulu says the bill, which was previously declared legitimate by the Constitutional Court, cannot be salvaged through what he termed as fine-tuning or cosmetic changes. He argues that the process behind the bill remains fundamentally flawed and unconstitutional. Mr. Zulu reminded the public that the Constitutional Court had ruled the bill failed to meet the requirement of wide public consultations. Social economist Kelvin Chisanga says Zambia's small and medium enterprises are seriously facing a deepening liquidity crisis, largely driven by some delayed government payouts to local suppliers. Mr. Tsanga says that unpaid arrears have severely constrained cash flow, limiting the ability of businesses to operate efficiently, restock or reinvest in growth. He notes that the situation is further compounded by high interest rates, which make borrowing unaffordable for most SMEs. He says for emerging entrepreneurs, the absence of meaningful startup financing has created even more additional barriers to entry. Mr. Tsanga says commercial banks operating under tight monetary conditions have since reduced lending activity, leaving SMEs with minimal access to credit at a time when they need it most. Patriotic Front youths on the Copper Belt have called on the government through the Minister of Mines, Paul Kabuswe, to explain the prolonged silence surrounding the promised $4 million US dollar package for small-scale miners, popularly known as Jerobos, following their agreement to cease operations at the Senseli mine in Chingola. PF Publicity Secretary Humphrey Kabwe says it has been 3 months since the miners signed a memorandum of understanding with Chingola Resources, an event witnessed by Copper Belt Minister Elisha Matambo and Independent Observer Chairperson Bishop Joseph Kajila. He says despite several assurances from government officials, the youth say not a single payment has been made.
But you are loudly speaking about the bogus Bill 7, which will not add any value to Jerobos. It is now 3 months since they signed an MOU with Chingola Resources, witnessed by Copper Belt Minister, Mr. Elisha Matambo, and Chairperson for Independent Observer, Bishop Joseph Kajila. But surprisingly, no single coin has been given to the Jerobos. Despite several assurances, as a party, we are surprised and disappointed. We the total silence from government over this matter, which has put small-scale miners in a dilemma and panic mood. You have taken away their only source of income and failed to give the money you promised them, but you are expecting them to remain silent. It is unacceptable and retrogressive to have a government that delights in lying to citizens.
Chief Nyampande of the Nsenga people has criticized the Patriotic Front for what he described as an culture and un-Zambian conduct in pushing to replace the late former President Edgar Lungu before his burial. The traditional leader says the funeral has been turned into a political battleground instead of a moment of dignity, unity and respect. The chief reminded the nation that President Lungu himself only became elected after President Michael Sata's burial, and that he was left to act when President Sata became unwell, and when Sata died is when he took over. The senior chief has questioned why, months after his death, the late president is still not buried.
He came to be elected after Mariro Vata. Mashua na ijoombaka. Kuti Mariro is something which needs to be respected. Ni peche zoto la udindo ediga chaparoni. He did well. Paka na ifa yake ii. Kama kutu soko neza japu sambuisha ni kusa ikiwa kwa Mariro wake. What is the problem? Chua vuta ni change mtu waka Mariro wakune kuhiki wa manda. Oroneo ni kamadira ni Romairo 2-3-4 days later. I'm buried. Mashua. So that is the wrong which we need to take it. Zambians traditionally. So, opposition, also, can a quicker for president making it before the other one is not buried. It's unfoundable. Ni mambodin. This is now political. But, chatu pempa, through the new Dawn government, let this body be buried.
Kanyama aspiring member of parliament Rene Hajombwe says the major problem in the constituency is flooding and poor road network, which he intends to address once ushered into office. Mr. Hajombwe says he is working with 44 committees that he sits with monthly to give reviews of the challenges in the constituency, hence he is well informed. He says one of his priorities next year is fixing the drainage situation, as it will put an end to cholera and other waterborne diseases. He has stated that the current Member of Parliament for Kanyama has not actualized the constituency development plans prudently.
President Hakainde Hichilema knew that Kanyama needed so much attention, gives a lot of money to assist the constituency to fix some of these challenges, and somebody does not utilize the money to its good purpose. How then must we justify that our brother, who is not from the UPN, the Sandechanda and others, have managed to utilize the same amount to build a civic center, to build a proper constituency office, to build, you know, a maternity wing, to build a mother's shelter? We come in with a plan. We are coming in with a manifesto that we are going to unveil to the people. People must understand what we need to do. The Chipante-Pante way of running Kanyama constituency is about to come to an end, because for so many years, our people have been crying for a proper and organized leadership. For so many years, our people have been crying to have their MP that resides in the constituency.
Mukushi South Member of Parliament Davis Chisopa has called on the government to expedite the process of paying farmers that supplied maize to the Food Reserve Urgency FRA in Luano District of Central Province. Mr. Chisopa says it is worrying that farmers in Luano District are still pursuing payments being owed to them by the government when rains have started. He notes that Luano District is in the rain belt and already experiencing good rains, with farmers now panicking as they prepare to cultivate for 2025 to 2026 farming season. Meanwhile, Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki says majority of farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Urgency in Luano District during the 2025 crop marketing season have been paid. Mr. Meleki says that they understand the concerns being raised by the Mkushi South Member of Parliament, Mr. Davis Chisope, as planting season time, and will appreciate